use the water. I got a distiller, but it's like it just finished doing this, so it was warm.
Yeah, it's always, it comes out hot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was just steam, didn't it?
Do you put like an alkaline stick back in it to like?
No, I put alkalizer minerals in there.
What, like a little scoopy scoopy thing?
No, it's liquid. It's from the Salt Lake of Utah.
Is it?
You're still
so
vegan.
Pretentious. Yeah. Just the other day, a man put up his thing, like he's like, "Don't get any dates from Marks and Spencer."
Yeah, nah. But he did, like the dates had hepatitis on
it. Oh, that's it.
And I only found out, I seen Jinxster put a story on Instagram, and it was saying like, if you've got these dates, the Taste of Difference Majul dates, right?
Yeah.
With this code K004, take them back. They've got hepatitis A. And like the day before, me and my daughter were sat there just yamming the dates. I think I was like, oh my God.
But from Marks and Spencer's,
no, they're Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's ones. Yeah. Taste of Difference. I didn't know fruit could get hepatitis A.
No, I didn't know fruit could catch STDs full stop.
What the fuck?
Right, we're ready to go, guys, so
I
hope you'll
actually
start.
How unprofessional.
Hello. You all right?
Who's that?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm on the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's that? All right, Rach. All right, Rach.
Yeah, the episode's just started. I'm going to hang up on you now.
Okay.
If you want to FaceTime the kids, Shani's at home with the kids. So,
All right, I'll do that then.
Bye.
Right, see you later.
Bye.
Yes,
Rach.
Welcome to episode...
Five
of the Jason and Ross.
We'll start again.
No, we're not starting again.
All right,
start with Rach.
All right,
fuck it, just start. And today we have Grace Hall from the Strong Tribe, who is a UK female drug-free bodybuilding champion and a recent mum.
Welcome, Grace.
Thank you, guys.
So yeah, tell us about yourself in the world of bodybuilding. What was it that you won?
So the federation is called UKDFBA, mm-hmm. So United Kingdom Drug Free Bodybuilding Association. It is actually one of the smaller feds because it's drug tested.
Okay.
Because obviously as you go up the ranks to have like more of a strangely looking impressive body, you've got to use some drugs eventually.
Yeah. Is it just as big in female bodybuilding as the men's?
No, definitely not. So there's categories in the female, and there's lots of categories within all the federations, but they're mostly based around bikini, figure and physique. So my category was figure, and if I was to do figure in a bigger federation, then 80% of the girls would be on something.
Right.
So I would get swallowed 80. Up probably. But if you do bikini, which is a bit of a softer look, you can probably go through all the federations and not use anything as a woman. And physique is just like that next level where 100% you would probably have to use something.
Be juiced right up.
Yeah. But saying that, like the actual, like the girls that I do know that are on it, the ones that are honest, which I really appreciate when they are, it doesn't make a massive difference.
Do you know what? I really like it when someone's like, yeah, I take them and I do this
and this,
rather than like, no. It's like, do you mean?
It's like when you're a kid and it's like, oh no, I didn't wank. It's like, well, you're blatant, like, do you know what I mean?
But yeah, do you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, it's just as you get older, it's like, just be honest, man. Because I think sports in general, like, I once said to someone, like, do you reckon it should just be like, you should just say, yeah, everyone can just take what they want? Would that not just even out rather than be like, no one can take anything? Or I would have it so it's like, right, no one can take anything in this one, or go in this one and you can take whatever you want.
But that's what it is, isn't it? From what you just explained.
Well, I think that's like why I did a federation that I did. I wanted it to be fair game.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, because I don't want to take anything. I don't know if that will ever change in the future, but I can't see it happening.
Yeah.
Because of side effects and stuff like that. But so I wanted to make sure I was going to go on stage and it'd be fair.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think I probably could I feel like I might as well just go for it and see what happens. Because there is a small percentage of girls that don't. And it would be nice to obviously do the bigger ones because they like kind of work up towards like bigger titles and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
but I don't know. There's also bigger titles than the natural ones, so it's give or take.
Would you then, if you were going on to the bigger one, then would you then like go on to like bikini if you didn't want to?
My upper body just naturally grows too much for bikini. Right, okay. So a lot of girls will have a like more dominant lower body. Like a lot of girls have, a lot of girls versus men, like men have more strength in upper body.
Yeah.
And I think genetically I have more upper body. So that's why a suited figure, because it's more X frame and you have to be exactly the same upper and lower.
Okay.
Whereas bikini is more glutes, more thighs and less upper body.
Okay. Because I bought this, I remember years ago, I thought about it.
I remember that stage, you know.
Like, I remember that.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to do a competition. And then, like, I started and it was just like, I was like, no, do you know what? I don't want to. Like, I mean, it's like, I find, for me, it was the misery of dieting. Yeah. And, like, I take my hat off to anyone who can do it and they can stick to, like, the show competition. Or even fighters, for example, who have to cut weight. And it's like, you really put your body through some, like, taxing, grueling, like...
Mm-mm.
And it's not fun.
Like. I don't think it's the, like, when you see these people on stage and they're all, like, tanned up, they've got all their hair done, jewellery done. I think I put a picture on my Instagram once of me, like, 3 days before a show versus show day. And I looked unwell and I was unwell.
Yeah.
And then put a bit of tan on me, extensions and makeup, and put the lights on. It's like, oh, my God, that's, like, the optimal health and fitness.
Yeah.
And I've probably actually felt the worst.
Yeah.
Why is that then?
So
depleted, isn't it?
Yeah. So like it's like the body fat is so reduced. So I think I was about 7% body fat.
And like, yeah, to put that in perspective for women, like women are a lot higher.
They're about 25. Should be a lot higher than men,
average.
25.
So yeah, well, I think it's about 15% is like good for a man. And then like once you start going below 15%, you're talking like athlete level.
Right.
So like. And women are higher on an average, just a normal woman. Like, right. So to 7% is like...
That's mad.
Yeah.
I remember speaking to one of my clients, and I won't mention it, but I know she'll be like happy for me to explain the story. I won't mention her name. But she is a recovering anorexic. And so I was speaking to her when I was like in the deep, dark moments of prep. I was chatting to her. And there was so many similarities.
Yeah, yeah.
So you start growing like extra hair on your body because it's trying to keep you warm. You don't sleep. It's basically like your body's like, oh, you're on a famine. You need to get up and find some food.
Wow.
As a woman, your periods stop as well.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
So that's why like you've got to, like if you're going to go into it, you've like you need to know the dark side of it, not just look on stage and think, oh, they look really cool.
It's like a lot of things in life, isn't it? It's like you just see like the finished product or something. It's like, oh yeah, cool. And it's like once you start looking, it's like, well,
I was not a very nice person.
Do you mean because it is? It's like
a journey.
I fast once a week, and I find that it's like manageable. I just do like Monday, like. Nothing all day, and then I'll break my fast in on like Tuesday sort of midday. But that like manageable, but like when you're prolonged depleted like calories, it's just like, and yeah, that's mad about the hair as well.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
there's this point where I think I was about 3 weeks out, and I'm pitting it really badly, but I'll get onto it. I enjoyed it. Like, you obviously can't go out, so you can't drink, you can't like eat what you want. You like, I remember,
and you went on a hen do as well, didn't it?
Yeah,
in the middle of it.
So I went to my sister's hen do in Marbella. And yeah, I like tried to be happy, but probably wasn't. I remember they were eating like, even just they were eating crisps and dips, and I was eating spinach out of a bag, and I was like, obviously, I couldn't not go.
So that was one of the things in the book, and the guy was like, what he'd do like for popcorn on movie night with the kids. It's like, instead of popcorn, he'd like sit there with a bag of just like salad leaves. And I was like, I can't go that far. Like, you're instantly like, fair play. I was going to say the thing about the not sleeping as well, because I know a lot of people get that on keto diets and stuff. Don't they say they need less sleep because.
What's the keto diet?
So, keto is high fat. like basically non-existent carbs. So you're putting your body in a state of ketosis. You can get into ketosis from
fasting.
From fasting.
Yeah, yeah.
But they stay in ketosis for prolonged periods.
Okay.
Basically.
I've like never tried it. Have you tried it?
No. I've
I think there's like some really good scientific research to help towards is it epilepsy or Asperger's? I can't remember.
I think it's I think it can be really good for people with autoimmune diseases as well.
There's some really good stuff in towards that, but again, it's in terms of losing weight, there's a lot of other things that you could do.
Because with that, it's like one of the things I want to talk about was diet versus lifestyle. And I know as a personal trainer, like you're going to be giving people advice on stuff. And obviously, because most people who come into training, they're going to be like, need to diet. And for most people, it's not, is it? It's like most people need lifestyle changes, not diets. Mm. Like for you, for example, doing a competition, then it's like, okay. Or like for a movie or something, someone would have to go on a diet. But
like Christian Bale.
Yeah. And I did, what do you think about that? Like, because I think it's like in the mainstream, they just push like in magazines, it's like diet, diet, diet. Mm. But for the average person, I think it's really detrimental and unhealthy.
Yeah. I think what's really sad is that I think that diet culture ultimately comes from money.
Mm-hmm.
So like a company saying like, oh, my diet is the best one, you need to go on this one. And that company might be kind of so big that they're managing to get themselves on magazines, managing to get themselves on TV, etc. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not really in the know, then you're going to be like, oh, they look like that, so I'm going to follow that.
Yeah.
And it's actually when you like take away all the layers of all these diets, it does all just come down to money. Mm. And so it's really sad because like even like a diet plan. So if I said like, right, follow this diet plan, you'll lose weight and it will work. Mm. If you follow that to a T, it will work. Mm. But then what happens at the end of that diet plan? You're going like eat normally, for example, or like you'll go off track because you got a birthday or like you're seeing your friends or something like that. And so you'll have to go off track from the diet plan or whatever it is you might be following.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you've lost the weight. So you stop it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the weight starts creeping back on. You've learned nothing about lifestyle.
Yeah.
So then all your mind is thinking, and what these diet companies do is, oh, you lost weight when you did this. Come back here.
Mm.
And there's no knowledge in terms of empowering that person of how you lost that weight.
Yeah.
It's just follow this, but I'm not going to tell you how it works because then you won't come back.
Yeah, I'm a fan of like Dr. Greger and what he does. And he's got his latest book, How Not to Diet. Mm-hmm. And it's massive. And I haven't read it. I read his first one, How Not to Die, and got right into it. And that was like when I was like, right, plant-based is definitely the way, like just from his wealth of knowledge and what he does and all his citations and that at the end. And it's a minefield, isn't it? Nutrition is such a minefield. Mm-hmm. You've got so many people who've, like you said, they got vested interest in like trying to push whatever they're trying to push you. Like, I've got a book, I've got a diet. Mm. And they're always trying to sell you something, or it's like, who's funding the scientific studies of it? It's like, oh, the egg industry is doing that one. Or it's like, and it is, it's an absolute minefield. But with his, it was really interesting. Like, and he was saying like, he's done a lot on intermittent fasting and stuff. And he was saying like, if you intermittent fast and then you stop intermittent fasting, like you will put on weight faster than you would have done
if you just prior. Carried on normally.
And he said, and that sticks. And like these studies they've got, I said, now that's like a long-term thing. So you do it, like you kind of need to
carry it on.
Yeah. And that's why like,
and it's got to be able to fit like with your lifestyle. And I think that like what, like everything like intermittent fasting and like or the kind of like 5-2 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Heard of that, like all of those things. If weight loss is your goal, then there's hundreds of ways to do it because you just need to cut your calories in some shape or form.
Mm.
But then like nutrition is like another level of actually, how do I want to fill these calories the best I can? But if weight management is your main goal, then it literally is just calories. It doesn't matter when you have them or what you fill with them. Like I always say to clients when they kind of come to me and they're like, oh, I've tried Slimming World, Juice Plus, I've tried all these things.
Juice Plus is like a proper cult, isn't it?
I've bought them all.
Did you?
Yeah. I was only about 5 years ago that I really stepped into like training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And before that, I did them all.
Juice plus.
Yeah.
There wasn't the next best thing to fruit and veg. That's their slogan, isn't it?
Really?
Is that what it is?
Mm. Is it still going? Herbalife is still going, like, isn't it?
There's like branches of it still going, I think. They just rename it. It's a cult in it. It's basically pyramid center, isn't it?
Mm.
From what I could tell.
Yeah.
It's like the Slim Fast and stuff, isn't it? Was it Slim Fast? What's the one?
Where you go there?
Weight Watchers and stuff like that.
It was Weight Watchers, wasn't it?
Do you know what, though? I always used to think, like, they make shit so complicated. It's like, fucking, you go there, it's like, how many points has this one got? How many points has that one got? And I just think that whole calorie counting shit is just fucking confusing. I mean, okay, you've got apps now where you can be like, okay, but then who really wants to take like 10 minutes after they fucking had their lunch and be like, so I put one onion in that meal.
This is me.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
But then you did a competition.
Yeah,
that's different.
And your Ladrine is like, but for the average, like, so the people who come to see you,
but
if you were to tell the average client, right, you need to log this, this, and this, the average person would be like, what the fuck?
But then if you go back to the whole Weight Watchers thing now, what do Weight Watchers do? Food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just buy our microwave meals.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
really good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know about that.
So if any of my clients are watching this, they'll be like, she does tell me to do that. So I'm going to explain why.
Yeah.
So when anyone comes to me, especially like a new person, I will ask them to track their food for at least 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
If they usually actually carry on past that. But the reason for the minimum of 2 weeks is it teaches you about your food.
Is that more of a like, what the fuck are you eating? Like, do you mean?
Yeah,
you know, so you don't, do you?
Yeah, so
it's
yeah.
like, you know, when you're like, oh yeah, it's like when you say like, I haven't done that for 3 weeks or whatever. And it's like, you and you like, it's like, well, actually, and you fucking did it like 3 days
so
ago.
Yeah, but in your mind, kind of thing. Yeah, for sure.
Because you do it anyway. It's like when people like, they'll lie on like a bit of paper. It's like, yeah, probably do that. And then when you actually look at the results, you're like, fucking hell. Like,
I think.
I eat way more than I thought.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, so even when someone starts, it'll be like, what's like a 3-day food diary?
Mm.
Like, even just writing down can like get you more aware of what you're eating. But the calorie counting, why like I stick by it is because there's no other way to know what you're eating.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless you know. So now I'm like, done this for how many years? I don't calorie count every single day. Mm. I do when I'm dieting or when I'm on a stage or I'm going to go on stage. But I can now look at food and know.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is more empowering to know what your food has got in it. Like, I know how many calories a chicken breast is. I know how much protein's in there. And like, I know that for so much food. And even doing that for 2 weeks will leave you like, oh shit, I didn't know I was eating that much.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, there's hardly any protein in that.
I guess that's the same as us, isn't it? With it's like when I first stopped eating meat, it's like he's picking everything up, reading the back. It's like, is this okay to eat? But now it's like, I don't do that anymore. I just walk in, I know
you,
what's,
you know
what's
what
there,
you know what's what, like, what in it.
Same as being diabetic as well. Mm. Like,
yeah.
You know how many carbs are in that, etc.
Yeah, it's 100% annoying at first.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to lie, like it is annoying, like what you said, like going through it. But there's no other way to be more knowledgeable about your food.
Yeah, because I did it when I like first. I mean, I was like, what's this got in it? And then it makes you realise how much shit
a lot
of like packaged foods got in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, why has it got the oil in? It doesn't need oil. Like so many things don't need oil and it's just packaging it out to like beef it out.
Sugar. That's why they cut everything, even meats nowadays.
Yeah.
Even what?
Meat.
Feet.
Meat. Chicken feet.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. The diet industry is fucking mental, isn't it?
It's not good. I think it's getting better. And I think that social media is obviously always going to have an impact on it.
Mm.
And I feel like it was going the other way at some point, and I feel like it's slightly going the other way now. Like there's more influencers being more realistic about things, about like flat stomachs and all the rest.
Do you know what? I think a lot of the world, the population just fucking got pissed off in general with glamorized shit.
Yeah.
I think it might, like the 2000s, like everything was like glamorized, wouldn't it? Like it's MTV Cribs and
yeah.
I mean, they're probably, whether that stuff's still going on now, whether it's just my mindset's changing, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's just all on Instagram now, all that sort of stuff anyway, isn't it?
But then I suppose, yeah, I suppose it's who you follow and what you follow, isn't it?
Yeah. I think there's I don't remember what documentary it was. It was on Netflix. I can't remember what it was now, but it was basically like girls born past 1998. Mm. I think that's like when social media really kicked off, and that's been their whole life.
Yeah.
And that is going to have like more effects mentally in terms of like how you see things.
Yeah, I read something the other day, and they were saying about so if you don't truly know yourself, like you haven't got to a point where you've like tried things, done things, grown up, like you don't know who you are, and you spend a lot of your time on social media, social media will mold you, and you'll be more confused and miserable and like depressed than ever, because it's all these things like telling you
how
you're constantly bombarded other people's opinions, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you just like really don't know, like it was, I just had 2 weeks off from social media. It was fucking
I'm going to do
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
I really want to. I just can't be bothered.
But the last year has been fucking relentless. Like, start of last year, I was just... At one point, I was doing one reel a day, one IGTV, one Instagram main feed post, and a minimum of 5 stories. Like, and it was just every day. And it was just like... Okay, I was batching it, and I was doing it, one on one, but it was just like...
Yes, a lot, man.
Do you find it difficult to stay motivated whilst you're doing it?
No.
The thing is, like, for me, if I try and do that, I don't really feel reward from it. So I don't see the point of doing it.
Yeah.
Humans work off of rewards.
The trouble with it, like, I was doing the, like, it was the daily bars thing that I was doing, which fucking knocked on the head because
you killed all my beats.
Well, it was like, it was relentless. But it was like, to me, like, every day, like, right, like, the writing of it every day was good because it was accountability to, like, teach yourself to write every day and then you become a better writer. If you do something every day, a little bit, even if like, do you know what I mean? Like for yourself, you probably like, even on your off day, you're probably not really an off day because you're probably doing some like foam rolling or some shit like that or whatever, like, do you know what I mean? Or some yoga or whatever. So when you get into something, you're really into it. It's like, so that was good about it, but the uploading it and doing the video, it's just like, this is time consuming. And because you're doing so much, like people just like, oh yeah, like they're not really paying attention.
They're
it's
not
like,
engaging
oh, yeah.
with it.
They're not engaging because you're just putting so much
out. It's like
so
the first, I think it was the first post you did when you come back. Or the first thing you did when you come back, the engagement with it looked a lot more than it was before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just like people are like, oh yeah. Oh, here it is again. Nice day, guys.
You know Jude. Big up Jude. You know she messaged me, innit?
Yeah, she said, yeah.
She was like, is he okay? I was like, yeah, nah. He's having a break. Like, he's all right.
Yeah.
I actually deleted it all before I got qualified.
Yeah.
Just got rid of it all. And then I got qualified and I was like, it's like quite an important part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now I'm like, solely online, like coaching.
Did you start completely online?
No.
You started in the gym?
Yeah.
So did you do an apprenticeship at the gym to become a PT?
No, I did my qualification, like a fast track one.
Yeah.
Like over 6 weeks, but you got to do it every day. But you do it in a gym, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't do it like as an apprenticeship or anything like that. I just did it on the side.
Because there's a lot of PTs, aren't there? Like it's one of them. When I used to train at Fitness First, what was the gym it became afterwards, and I'd see a lot of them just come and go, making that. And like, to me, it just looks like one of them jobs. It's like you've got to be fucking committed because the hours are shit, aren't they? You've got to be like, and most people want a PT. Like,
it's like anything, after work, if you're passionate about it, it's not really work, is it?
Nah,
I think the thing is about PT is like the qualification is really easy. I learned absolutely nothing on the qualification, and every personal trainer will tell you that you learn more outside and the experiences. But I think you have a lot of people that will go and do it because they like to train, and that's not your job. Like, your job is not just to like enjoy training and get paid for it. Your job is like taking on, like, it's, I've always said to myself, like, when you PT someone, it's got to be the best hour of their day.
Yeah.
And so you've got to be so engaged with that person. And if it's like 80% of your clientele is going to be women, so to be a successful male PT as well, I think like that is probably harder as well, because mm-hmm. like, you've got to have that connection in terms of like that mum is coming in, like probably a mum, tired, probably trying to work as well, like doesn't is not interested on how much you want to bench, how much you bench.
Yeah.
what do
you bench, bro?
Come on, bro.
But they're more interested in, I just want to lose a little bit of weight and feel better.
Yeah.
So listen to me moan for an hour if you need to.
Yeah.
But don't take me into the middle of a weights area and, yeah, do bench press and stuff like that. Mm-mm. Like, eventually, like I like to think, obviously, hence the name the Strong Tribe, the people that work with me feel like strength is a good goal to have, to feel empowered. But, like, no one will come to you and be like, yeah, you want to do things because you like training.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So it's like, would you say like most of it's mindset then? Like the majority of your
it's
job's
like being
probably...
someone's motivation, being someone's support, being like...
You're almost like a counsellor, but with fitness thrown in.
Yeah.
Someone to talk to you as well.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that to me, like, this is better than therapy.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I guess it is, kind of.
Yeah.
As long as you're still moving and you're talking, I'm all right with it.
Yeah. Let's tack it. We'll work it.
Oh, my life's
But yeah, like the qualification's not great. There are better companies that do it now. But it's... And also, you get... When you hear about personal training, you hear... Like, you can charge, what, well, obviously it's different around the country, but in Bristol, you can charge £40 an hour and it'd be pretty average, like, okay. And so when you hear that, probably as, like, a 18-year-old who just likes getting in the gym, like, oh, I can go and, earn £40 an hour. Yeah. If I do 10 clients, it's £400 a day, and you hear that, and it's just not for the right reasons.
Yeah.
It's like, and then it's, if your first goal is money, that's not for you.
Yeah.
Do you mean it's like anything? It's like the other night I did this live stream on Friday night, and every person who was in that room, like who was spitting or DJing, there was not one person in that room. It's like, this person's here for this. They're there because they fucking love spitting and they love music
and they want to be.
And the vibe in that room was just fucking. Do you mean? And it's 100%.
Like, if you take money away, what would actually like? Who would be there?
Yeah.
And who would still be doing a good job? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It's like, comes back to the fucking, the whole industry of anything, isn't it? It's like, who's funding it? What are they doing? It's like the nutrition thing as well. Sorry, I forgot to go back on that one. I don't know what it's like here, but in America, they were saying that they get like fucking, is it 20 hours of a doctor's course? They do 20 hours on nutrition. And that's it.
What, doctors?
To be a GP, that's all you get on nutrition. 20 hours.
How does that make sense?
I think it's 20 hours.
Is that why no one talks about boosting the immune system?
Mate, the police is even worse. The police get 2 hours.
De-escalation.
2 hours, they get 2 hours per year. The American police get 2 hours per year on hand-to-hand training and how to deal with situations.
Yeah, they should all be doing jiu-jitsu.
Whilst I'm under no illusion that America have got racist police and they've got fucking they need a better vetting process for their police. I'm under no illusion that fucking most of them are just fucking don't know what the fuck they're doing. After hearing shit like that, it's like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? 2 hours a year, and then they're saying like an hour of that is theory, so like you get 2 hours hand-to-hand combat and an hour of it's theory. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, that's mad.
Yeah.
The nutrition, you just said how long for the doctors?
I think it's 20 hours. I don't know if I can verify that. Can you verify is that, if you've got Google up on your thing, Costa?
What's the password to that?
To what?
The router.
Where's the
it's there. Have I not sent it to you? Oh, let me send it to you.
Send on the router.
When you qualify as a personal trainer, you can call yourself a nutritionist.
Can you?
What?
How many hours do you do as a personal trainer?
Like
40 minutes.
Yeah, one module, maybe.
That's crazy, man.
So then, like, it then forced me to look into what a nutritionist... So basically, I'm not 100% on this, but you can be, like, an accredited nutritionist, I think, like a dietitian. So a dietitian should obviously give you food advice. A nutritionist sometimes can be, like, a little bit... Like a lot of people can call themselves a nutritionist.
Yeah.
But in their bio on their Instagram and stuff like that. but I think there's like a level with nutritionists where there's like a you can be like a accredited one.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of people like personal trainers that can call themselves nutritionists.
It's hard with nutritionists though as well. Like even if you were to just study nutrition.
I don't count myself as a nutritionist at all. Even though I can call myself it, I know about nutrition, but if anyone comes to me with like IBS or diabetes, then I'm referring up. I can like, help you lose weight and do lifestyle, but I'm not going to pretend that I...
And that's good as well. Like, I mean, it's like to say like, no.
Just be honest.
But yeah. Because with nutrition as well, I think even someone who is a nutritionist, it's like a lot of people I find, it's like you've got to like... You've got to be up to date on like your shit as well, like, because that's like a science. And whilst there may be breakthrough in science of like how muscles work, generally we know how muscles work. Do you know what I mean? You know, like you do that many reps and that gets, then you got it. Sorry.
Yeah, I got it. So the on average, students receive 23.9 contact hours of nutrition instruction during medical school. So that's the entire range of medical.
Isn't that 10 years as well? Medical school. Oh my god!
What is that? Where's that? UK or America?
America.
That's America.
Wow.
Said only 40 schools require the minimum 25 hours recommended.
Wow.
So you don't even need to do it.
American GPs are basically fucking drug dealers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
give me some Oxycontin.
Yeah. They love that.
They are, don't they? It's like,
you can see adverts though. That's the mad thing. It's like you get on YouTube and you're like, oh, take this drug.
Yeah.
And then take this drug because that drug fucked you up.
Because it was Johnson & Johnson, wasn't it? They got sued for their part in the opioid crisis and lost.
They were talking, who was talking about that the other day? Joe Budden. Yeah, they had a lot to do with that, didn't they? Apparently there's a documentary on HBO all about it.
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
Do you know that they got sued as well? It was directly linked to giving some woman cervical cancer from using talcum powder.
Yeah, the talcum powder scam.
And talcum powder is a carcinogen, and they lost the case and just paid her and still sell it, still market it as like a baby product.
I was going to say, I swear I got some at home.
throw that shit away. Yeah.
I haven't used it, to be fair. I'm going to get rid of it now.
And they were talking about that mascots with Johnson & Johnson is like back in the day when all these companies were setting up their little mascots. Like some people were choosing their like racist things like the Quaker guy and things like that. Robinson's Jam with the, what are they called?
Gollywog.
Yeah, them. With their little gollywogs and that. And then Johnson & Johnson went with babies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're innocent.
Yeah, do you mean they do? They brand themselves as this, like, family.
Yeah.
I hate.
And it's like, the No More Tears shampoo. And it's like, you look what No More Tears has got in. It's like, well, no wonder, like, this, like, going through your hair. It's like, we've got fucking God knows what in it. Like, do you mean
it's what they mean with tears? It's not tears, it's tears.
Yeah.
The whole thing would be like, what? No crying.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No,
what do you mean?
No, tears in like your hair and all that.
See, those deceiving bastards.
Oh, is it not about crying?
No more tears.
What, you never rubbed it in your eye? It don't make you cry?
Well, it's not for that. It's no tears as in like in...
No tears.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Wow. Those fuckers.
Check it.
That's naughty.
Check
that.
It. You know, I was talking about big companies and how they fuck everyone over. I just remembered about the Nestle baby milk crisis. What happened? The scandal.
No. I know Nestle have done a lot of shady shit.
Mate, honestly, so they are killing 1.5 million babies.
What?
Yeah. Basically, what they did throughout. So it says here, in Nestle's case, this is centered on its parent recommendation for nursing mothers to switch to its infant formula milk products. They had like massive campaigns in like third world countries.
Right.
To switch to formula.
When was this?
1974.
Okay, so the other day.
And basically, mad. So the lead deaths is about 1.5 million babies each year as a result of formula being mixed with contaminated water because they didn't educate them on having to mix it with clean water.
Oh my god.
That's fucked.
They mixed it with like contaminated water to kill all their babies.
What?
Yeah.
Where are they getting the water from?
Are you mic'd up, Costa?
No, but you can hear me pretty well.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, because I'd like that clear on that.
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Well, do you with breastfeeding and stuff? Because you're going on a comp now, right?
I'm doing a photo shoot in 13 weeks, so it's like prep conditions. Yeah.
Are you breastfeeding?
No, I wouldn't do it if I was breastfeeding.
Yeah. Because is that because I watched the thing the other day and they were saying about the iron So is it, if you're, because you need more iron anyway, innit?
Yeah. So like you, it takes a lot of calories to breastfeed. So you need to be eating in a surplus. So yeah, eating in a deficit, I'm not going to have as much nutrients going through for him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I breastfed until he was like 6 months.
Yeah, we did the same, 6 months. Both of them, both were 6 months.
Yeah, I thought I was only going to do 3 months. And then I think I was just really, really lucky that it's it was quite a decent, positive journey, to be honest.
I say we. I never breastfed, for the record. But I know you can get them stunt titties now, can't you?
What, for men?
Yes.
What, so you can bomb the baby?
So you put the titty on and you just get the...
I do that.
What's it called? Expressed. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, expressed milk.
And then you can just It's just like...
Yeah, I'd do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Of course I would.
Why not?
Just give him a bottle like everyone else.
Oh, nah. Bomb with a baby, man.
So you said you're doing all your stuff online now?
Yeah, so I've only just started working on a Sunday. So like before here, I do like 3 sessions, but they're just like check-in sessions, like once a month. I want them to be anyway.
Did you find out, because how long could you do it while she was pregnant? How long were you like working, training, like, or PTing in a gym while she was pregnant?
Physically, I did 32 weeks, and then I did online up until I gave birth, and then went back online a month after, which in hindsight, I think was too soon, because I didn't realise that having a baby is quite hard.
Yeah. Did people stay with you? Did you have a lot that stayed with you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
To be honest, lockdown really benefited me. Like, taking away everyone's gym, they were forced to work out at home. So that meant I could train them whilst at home, and that was the only way.
Yeah, that's cool.
So lockdown really helped me, and I feel very grateful to be able to have a job and have a baby at the same time. He does obviously get looked after a couple of times a week, but only by my mum.
Yeah, we had that. So my mum has had both, like, on a Thursday. I mean, Kyrell's at school now, but she's always... Yeah, it's great. I think the family unit as well, like, should be shared around the family more.
100%. Like, what's that saying? It takes a village to raise a baby.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because it is. Yeah, it's definitely. Like, you look at, like, them single mums that are just fucking on their own. Like, and you think, fucking hell, fair play.
Yeah, hard work.
Fucking fair play. I'm like, on an afternoon on my own with kids. I'm like, fucking rah, rah, rah. And I'm really shit at like doing like bedtime reading. I'm like, fucking brush your teeth. Fucking come on. Why are you listening to me? Rah, rah. And
then I'm I'll get to that stage.
And then my missus is like, come in, she'll be like, make it as like a game. Like, yeah.
I think
where's
mine?
You want
a
cup of tea?
Yeah, bruv.
I need to go get them then. Also, move up the pop shield a little bit on your mic.
Sorry, mate, my
just,
like.
No, just the pop shield. Just
okay.
Just lift it up. There you go. That's perfect.
There we go.
When are we going to get Pucker sponsorship? Yes, please. Sorry, mate. I tried to like rugby flex it, but that was you earlier with whatever you gave to me and just dropped it off the side of the table. You could clean the table for me, just put it on the side of the table.
Is that not up enough, or is that too much?
Too much.
Cool. So, what.
Yeah, I know. There's one over there as well. Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of electrics in here to like.
That's why there's only these ones running through.
Okay.
You just want to worry about the asbestos
roof built by Johnson & Johnson. Out of their talcum powder. Yeah.
Does anyone else want tea?
Yes, please.
I'm all right, thank you. I'm good. I could have that, actually.
Well, what did you find more demanding? The, like, pregnancy or the final stages of like a comp diet?
That's a good question.
I think I remember thinking this. I didn't enjoy being pregnant, I know that. I felt sick the whole way through.
Yeah.
Apparently
they're intelligent babies.
Yeah, he's very
what,
clever.
What, sicky ones?
The ones, if you have like sickness a lot,
is it?
Apparently the kids are intelligent.
I still don't think it was worth it if he's really intelligent.
He'll change the world.
Yeah. I don't know if they were really similar apart from the sickness, really similar in terms of tiredness and not sleeping. I would say prep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go for that when I was probably about 5 weeks out. Maybe it started getting a bit tough then.
Interesting.
That is interesting. So prep was harder than being pregnant.
Yeah.
What about labour?
Is it as I'm bad not as over they say? It. Oh, you're not.
I'm not over.
Did you?
I
have,
might not even be ready to talk about it.
Wow. We had like both of us were like completely opposite. So the first one with Carvel was a lot more stressful.
I love that name, Carvel.
Yeah, he's yeah. That it was between that. What was the other one? Carvel, Clay, and Bobby. And then we like, it's like, nah, no Bobby. And then Clay and Carvel. And then yeah, but yeah, he was that birth was a lot more like stressful, and like there was like it wasn't relaxed in the hospital.
Yeah,
it was like very like clinical and like procedure, like,
yeah,
do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And then not like a natural thing.
Nah, and then with Cecily though, the midwife, oh, what was her name? Matilda.
Shout out Matilda.
She was like, like, you know them people you come across in life and they're like just a fucking orb of light and just
goodness.
Like, very calm.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
And like, we went in and there was like an apprentice and she was like coming in and like, the Matilda was like, no, I want to take these. I just want to take these two. And we put down that we wanted a water birth.
Yeah.
So she took him to the room. And after, like, maybe about a year after, I, like, listened to, was it Russell Brand? I don't know. Someone talked to a woman who, she was a hypnobirth.
Yeah, this is what I found out afterwards.
And, like, this woman, she was, it was at the RUH, and she was just, like, she basically had all the resemblances of this hypnobirth, but she was just working in hospital.
Yeah.
And she would, like, the whole environment was relaxed in the water. Nice. It was, like, so calm, peaceful.
Almost, like, hippie-ish.
Yeah. And, like, and when Cecily was, like, coming out, like, she, like, tricked, like, Shannon's, like, and we didn't even notice it. She was like, yeah, no, she's not quite there yet, not quite there. And like next, you know, like she had the baby in her hands and was like, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened?
Like Heineken advert. You remember that one?
If what? No, but if Carlsberg's did fucking childbirths,
it would be that.
It would be that. Yeah. I've heard that hypnobirth is so good.
Yeah.
I literally started looking at it whilst I was in labour and downloaded
getting even
the
more
app.
Stressed. Yeah. Oh, why don't I fucking do
why
that?
Why didn't
one?
I do that?
Yeah. But it is, and they say as well, they say like majority of medical interventions in pregnancy are not needed.
Yeah, I think I had all of them as well. Like it was like 2 days.
Yeah.
Forceps at the end.
Yeah.
What? 2 day labour.
Yeah.
Do you think that was because of your stress? Were you stressed?
Well, it was a lockdown baby.
Mm.
So they have rules in terms of, like, your partner can't stay with you for certain parts. However, they can stay with you for, like, a lot of it. I think a lot of it was, like, heightened, like, rumours. But the big thing for me was you, like, they wouldn't let you into the ward unless you're, like... for like fully in labour.
Yeah.
And mine didn't progress like all day, all night. And then I was like begging them to take me in. So I think I was getting a bit more stressed.
Because there was like that with us, because we like, with Sean, we went down there and they were like, no, go home, come home. And like, again, it was like, yeah, probably about, what was it? Yeah, it was probably about 2 days with that as well. And Jamina was like, on the phone, I was like, I just got home. And I say, oh, like, I was so tired. And I was like, everyone's like, poor you. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, but it's draining because you'll be in there for.
Yeah, well, I got there. So I went home and I like, I dozed off, right? And I got into about an hour's deep sleep. And then it was like, right, come on. I was like, oh, really? And it's like, yeah. And then we went and then it was like, I don't know how long we were in the hospital for, but it was a lot longer. And then she had to stay in as well.
Yeah.
Because she had a high pulse. And because the pulse wouldn't come down, they were like, stay in. So then they had to stay there. I could have stayed, but she was like, nah, go home. Like, you're going to be fucking no use to anyone if you fucking sleep on that chair.
Yeah, I had to stay in for 2 days. But yeah, obviously, because it was lockdown, you couldn't have any visitors. So like, your partner.
Did you have to wear
leave.
A mask?
Yeah.
You
whilst
did?
I was giving birth, yeah.
Oh.
Got a video. God. But not the whole thing. It was only, I think it's because just because I went into theatre at the end.
Yeah.
But I really thought, I train, like I'm strong, like this is going to really help me out. It did not. I think it helped me with the recovery. Like, I was up on my feet and feeling quite good pretty quickly.
I remember seeing you on Instagram, and I know that you did the proper postpartum like training, and you went and seen someone, right? A specialist.
Yeah. So if you get a 6-week check from the doctors, but it's so crap. It's like she didn't examine me. She didn't, like, I shouldn't even know anything about my labor.
Did she Google it? That's what they usually doing it
she
at the
doctors.
She just sat
there and said, are you going to go on contraception now? That was it. So, but that's across the board. Like, it's a really known thing. So I went to, and what every woman should do, by the way, go and see a women's pelvic physio.
Yeah.
It's like going to see a physio, like a private physio. Mm. And it's so, so important. Like, your body just goes through so much. Mm. So I did that. And then I did a rehab program. Because also at 6 weeks, they just say, yeah, if you're all right, you can go and exercise.
Because I've like spoke to women before and they're like, oh yeah, it's just natural that you like kind of wet yourself sometimes when you've had your baby. It's like, but no, it's not.
No.
Like, you can like straighten. No, it's not natural for you to just like leak urine. Like, well, yeah, I've had a baby, so it's normal. It's like, it's not. No. You could train your pelvic floor and like get yourself back together.
Right, okay.
But
some people, like, they say after 6 weeks, yeah, it's fine if you want to go back to running. And like, they'll just prolapse from the running. So yeah,
and as well, because running, it's like you're, it is. Like, whenever I've run, I've tried, like, multiple times in life to get into running.
Yeah, same.
And it's like, I just always fuck my back up, and I just, like, I'm just not a runner. Like, do you mean it's just not what I enjoy? And then I can get my cardio elsewhere. Like, do you mean it's like, there are other things. It's like, but, it's not for me. And that as well, I suppose, if your hip's, like, off balance, because there is an art to running, isn't there? It's like, you with that as well, it's like, you just run. No, and you can't just run.
So basically, when I started, it was what was it, like 3.5 months ago. And the first time I did that stupid couch to 5K or whatever, right? So he's like, run. So because I don't know anything about gym, fitness, running, nothing, I ran like I was being chased.
Did you sprint?
Yeah. Right? So the next day I wake up and I'm like, oh my god, I speak to Chris and Chris is like, yeah, you're meant to be light on the foot and you're meant to be a light jog,
like a gazelle on an African plane.
I thought I was meant to be running from the police or something.
Cycling, like, you know, I can't cycle slowly, for example. I just go full speed everywhere. I can't do it otherwise. It feels unnatural to go slow on a bike, for example.
I like riding slow. I like doing everything slow, to be honest.
Do you know what I think a lot of it is where you stop. Because when you learn to run as a child, you're just like running everywhere, don't you? It's like, look at Ceci, she's fucking running around, just crawling around on me and doing stuff on the floor. And we lose it. As you get older, you start, stop rolling around on the floor. And I think there's something to be said about rolling around on the floor and just like running and stuff.
That's like BJJ, isn't it? I think that's why that's so good.
Yeah. Do you mean it's like,
as soon as you turn 4, you're just, when you go to school, you're told to sit upright all the time and you never get to sit on the floor ever again.
Yeah.
And then everyone gets back problems and knee problems. And
we've got fucking a massive issue with school at the moment. Like, we don't fucking like it.
Start a new one.
I was looking at one, but it's money, isn't it? It's like, I know they got a forest school over Box on a Wednesday.
Where are they at the moment?
What?
School.
Who? Where?
The boy, Carvel.
He's at Salford. But it's, mate, it's just, they're like, they just fucking drum all like creativeness out of you.
Yeah,
it's just like, and they rang up on the parents' evening, and like all they fucking care about telling you is how well your child's learning to read and write and stuff. I don't fucking give a shit. Like, what's his social emotional development like? What's he like in groups? Is it like, and they don't give a fuck about any of that. It's one big tick list of like trying to get them to meet a fucking criteria for a thing. And there's no like getting down on their level and fucking, it's just like, and it's really unnatural. And like Shannon, she works, she's like a nursery nurse. So she's like level 4 of like whatever and that. Well, you were as well, weren't you? So like, they go from those settings where they can like go to the toilet when they want and like just so like free roaming, and they just go into school and it's like, no, fucking
get this,
put your hand up to the toilet. And it's like, no, if you need the toilet, go to the toilet. Like, do you mean if she's ignoring your hand up? No, you get up, it's like, where are you going? I'm going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, it's all to fit in with society, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, like, it's even please and thank you. I can't remember what it. Apparently, there's no point before they're three or something because they don't know what that means, so they'll end up just saying it
for the sake
not,
of saying
yeah,
it.
And yeah, not actually being thankful or not actually wanting something.
Yeah, but there's the whole thing about it, is like saying like you are something as well, isn't it? It's like you are naughty. You shouldn't say to someone you are naughty.
You're being naughty.
Yeah, you're being, or you've done a naughty thing, and then it's like when you say you are, subconsciously it fucking
gets
in your head, like over time without you even knowing. It's yeah, it's a fucking minefield, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Cause
bring
it's
a human
such
into
a
the
big
world.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Because it's even like that. Even like that please and thank you thing, I would, even though I know that, I would still probably feel pressured to get Cesario to say that.
Yeah.
If we were out and about, even though I know that it's absolutely pointless.
I think I do.
And that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's where we've come to.
It's keeping up with appearances, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like, because they say as well, like, your first 4 years are all you really have as a parent.
Yeah.
Influence-wise. Mm. You get those first 4 years, right? Eventually, they say you've moulded kind of a good person. It's all the bits in between then, his experiences, trying this, trying that. Oh, no, fucking don't like going that way. But you don't really have any say once they've gone past four. Okay, you have to, like, intervene from time to time. It's like fucking don't do that. You're going to kill yourself or something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But, like, in reality, you haven't really got that much of a say because they then go and they've got social circles. Mm. And it's how do I fit in? How does this work? How do hierarchies work? And you just kind of have to feel their way around, and you just kind of got to be there to pick up the pieces. You know what I mean? But it's I've gone off topic.
How are we doing for time?
You got about 7 minutes.
Have we? Right. Okay, cool. Well,
we haven't done any other stuff.
Oh shit, we didn't. Three good things that happened to you today.
Yeah.
That happened to me today.
Yeah.
I've managed to fit 2 protein bars into my calories, and I like protein bars.
For him to say mouth.
I got to have a session with a client that I've never met before. It's always been online, and I love one-to-one because I could just see loads and loads.
Was that
things.
As nerve-wracking for you as it probably was for them, or not?
No. But I loved that I could see how she moves, and now I know loads of things that we can do in our program moving forward. My other client back, she's got a really nice back, so I videoed that and she was really happy with it.
Cool. Well, the way we said that, that's how we like to start it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're supposed to start with like three good things
like
to start it on like a positive note
vibe.
Of like.
Should I write it on the whiteboard next?
Yeah,
I'll remember it because I was like about to say, and then we just got into it.
Yeah,
but that's cool. I like it.
I have. Do you know? Because I've got stuff written down here, but I haven't really found it. Went to like halfway through. I was like, "Fuck! What was I supposed to be talking about?" Because I wanted to talk about like body transformation more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parent, PC, blah blah blah, lifestyle versus dirty, done that. So like transformation, like, is that something you were into before? So when you got into it, was like, were you ever like fascinated by like body transformation?
No.
So it was just something. It's something.
There's
you,
this
you've
saying
to like,
that you I don't train to compete.
Mm.
I compete because I like to train.
Yeah.
So the I like hated gyms, hated PE, skived it all, was smoking probably more than I was going to PE lessons. And then I was about 24, 25 maybe, I don't know. And just having that moment of like being sat on a sofa just crying about how fat I was, which I'm sure many people have had. And then got in contact with somebody who had just set up a studio and they wanted to see how everything worked, and so said you can have 12 weeks free of PT. And at the time I didn't realize how amazing that was. So went along, couldn't do a press up, couldn't do a squat, nothing at all, and just wanted to lose weight, and then just did lose weight, and then I was like, oh, I really like this.
Because there's a misconception with a lot of women, isn't it? It's like, I don't want to do that because I'm going to get really muscly. And it's like, do you know how hard it is to fucking get muscly?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I was talking about this today.
Yes, I do.
you don't just do a few bicep curls and get muscly. It's like, those people that you see that are muscly, fucking...
Yeah, it's hard work.
Took fucking ages. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's... Yeah. I hate that that's still around. I try and just put it out, like, so often. It does take a long time to build muscle. And when I did start seeing muscle on me, it wasn't what it's never something that I wanted. But when I saw it, I was like I actually felt like I had accomplished something.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I went and competed, because I was like, I felt so like average, I guess. And I'd never done anything outstanding or like excelled the limits, and so it just
because it is this the thing which I know it's like that's why a lot of people quit, because it's like they want instant results and it's not something that comes instantly. Yeah. It's how to keep people motivated. And I was talking to someone the other day, it's like about how belt systems work. So like jiu-jitsu, for example, like kids belt system, it's like, oh yeah, you're gonna get graded like often, and you've got more belts and shit. Do you know what I mean? It's like, because you need to like, where when you're an adult, it's like, no, you've got like a few belts, and that's it, and you'll get graded like not often. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. And some people need more to see things more quickly. How do you go about that then? Like, the people that like need more instant gratification.
Me.
How do you deal with me? How do you train in?
Yeah, come on.
So you can like. Tips. Like, being accountable to somebody is really important. So I can write my own programs, obviously, but I will always have a coach.
Yeah.
Because someone is going to ask me at the end of the week, how's my week been? And I don't want to let that person down or feed him loads of excuses.
Yeah.
So being accountable to somebody is massive. And to, like, celebrate the smaller things. So if someone says to me, I haven't lost any weight in 4 weeks, and like we all know, you like the scales does not measure fat loss, so you can't really say that that is something to base your results off.
Yeah.
So you just make sure you've done measurements, or you've done photos, or are your clothes lighter? Oh, look, you can do one more rep on that now, or you can run a little bit further now, and just picking all those things. And for me, making sure I've got all those things available, like, I'm a bit like things organized.
Yeah.
So I have that already for my clients. So if a client came to me and said, oh, I'm not getting any results, I'd be like, but look at this, and just pull those stuff up.
Because it's easy to talk yourself down in anything, isn't it? It's like, I haven't done this, I've done that. And you just need to take that perspective.
If you do it by yourself, I could do that to myself. Mm. And I'm...
I guess it's the same as you
my
with
job,
like, numbers, isn't it? It's like, if you concentrate on numbers...
If I concentrate on numbers, I already gave up music years ago.
Yeah. But concentrate on other accomplishments with that thing.
Like, again, because I've got this thing, what I do with my music, like, so many people are like, how many Spotify streams, how many, like, do you mean it's like... And I measure each thing I put out. I measure, like, a song or a release on the depth of feedback I get. Whether it's one person, if one person sent me a message and said, this really resonated with me because this, or they gave me like an in-depth description of like what happened in the song or something, I was like, that's fucking good quality.
Yeah.
Because numbers don't really mean shit. Like in that world, it's like, it could be someone who's listened for 30 seconds and switched it off.
You don't even know why they're listening.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas someone who's like gone out their way, because it takes a lot for someone to comment.
Yeah.
Because I scroll through a lot of things and it's like,
emoji.
Like, do you mean, cool. Do you mean? But it's like, for someone to actually sit there and be like, oh, and take the time to comment, it's like, and a lot of people, it's like, not like, and sometimes I do it, and I don't give enough meaningful, like, thank you. It's like, no, you should fucking jump on that and like, fucking be more praiseful for that person. That person's taking the fucking time to comment on your thing. Yeah. Like, big up that person. Do you know what I mean? It's finding meaningful, tangible things to measure things by. Because have you ever seen that thing with the steps? Where it's a bit of art, like almost like a stick man, but it's like two ladders, and there's one ladder and it's got lots of little steps going up rungs, and it's like the stick man's like climbed all the way to the top, and the other one is like a ladder, same height ladder, but there's massive steps in between, and he's still trying to jump to pull up from the first one.
Right.
It's like you set your initial goal too high, where if you had lots of little ones, you don't
do little goals
before you know it, you're there. It's just that, like, Yeah. Everyone wants things quicker, don't they?
Yeah.
So they're not interested in the smaller girls. But if you can, yeah, it's just see how important that is.
To set myself little goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like 1 week you could do some running. Don't do
really fast.
Yeah.
Sonic.
But like you don't have to wake up on a Monday and eat salad all day, go to the gym for 5 hours and do all these things, because it's just the like you're just not gonna be able to achieve that.
Yeah.
And then you just end up really feeling shit about yourself, and then the circle continues.
Yeah, yeah.
But like having like being accountable is important, but like even like using Instagram or social media, like using it positively and being like, this is what I'm doing, guys, and I'm putting this here to be accountable. Yeah. And then so what, you might bore some people, but those people aren't supposed to follow you anyway. So so you just keep on posting like your achievements every day.
And it's what I find as well is what you follow on social media.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I had a call the other day and I was like, there were some people I was following on there and I was like, they're making me feel really toxic every time I read that. And it's like, well, they got to go.
It's so mad that that's
so,
not...
To close.
Yeah.
Because we've only got 40 seconds left. Yeah, we? So we need to... the last question that we like to ask people is...
Do the quick fire first.
You want to do that?
Oh, my God.
And then we'll finish on the last question.
It's like...
All right, cool.
The worst possible thing for me.
Quick fire things. All right, one sec.
We've got five things. One's got to go.
One's got to go. One must go. Where's Grace's? There it is. All right, cool. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Carbs or fat?
Fat.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Coke or Diet Coke?
Coke.
Really?
Got to go.
Yeah, got to go.
Yeah. Get rid of that.
What? Coke.
Oh, well, hang on. Coke. Full fat Coke.
Full fat Coke or Diet Coke?
You want to get rid of full fat Coke?
Get rid of full fat Coke. All right, cool. Yeah.
Carnivore or plant based?
Carnivore.
Spice Girls will take that.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, come on. Spice Girls all day. So, why you don't like Coke?
No. This what a waste of calories.
Huh?
Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max.
I mean, on anything diet, man.
It's the drink Coke Sparta like, once me for me
every 2 months. So it's like I don't really get cravings for fizzy drinks at all. So.
Yeah,
bother,
with me with the full fat Coke is I know what the sugar effect has on a human, and I'm like, I know that, and then I'm like,
a Spartan's got a lot to answer for, man.
I think I am coming from a point of just dieting bad and wanting something sweet, but not wanting anything to take up any calories. So you go for the Diet Coke.
Yeah,
it's everyone's priorities are different.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you have to, just choose what you want out of life.
Exactly.
And
that's the other thing with opinions, isn't it? It's like, don't let the other people's opinions, like...
And saying that carnival thing, I actually don't eat that much meat. I think if someone just took it away from me, that's more of an issue, maybe. I don't know.
What's the last question you guys wanted to ask?
What's your personal meaning of life?
Growth.
Yeah, nice.
You never stop growing. There's not an end point.
Nah. And there's this look to enjoy the journey, isn't it? There's the whole thing. It's like if you only focus
only
on the process.
I've only learnt this recently though. Like I've gone through a whole thing. Mm. Yeah. So I've only learnt that recently. That there is no...
There is no end goal.
Yeah.
It's like, just keep going. It's like these people get to retirement or whatever and it's like, well actually...
And you can achieve anything you want to achieve as well.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, thank you, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
Boom, boom.